Potapo, Reconciliation and Peacemaking on Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/group/posts/10296865003877161 group. Great reasons this will unite peace, complete worldwide peace. November 9, 2015. Potapo, not of reconciliation slash peace building, symbolism at Rinkra. http://runeliadoffman.blogspot.com/my-personality-as-feud. Ahead of me. Monday, December 31, 2007. Potapo, reconciliation and peacemaking. This image is an Adinkra symbol, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa, called Potapo. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification, reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Potapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. From West African wisdom, Adinkra symbols and meanings. I am trying to expand my efforts at teaching conflict resolution throughout the schools where I work and have chosen this symbol as the badge to give kids and adults who have successfully learned the principles and have pledged to embody them throughout the school. My guiding principles are summed up pretty well in the words of a Buddhist nun, so I will let her speak for me. We need to bring loving kindness not only into the family but also into the schools. Before I became a nun, I was a school teacher, so I have especially strong feelings about this. The most important thing for children to learn is not a lot of information, but how to be kind human beings and how to resolve their conflicts with others in a constructive way. Parents and teachers put a lot of time and money into teaching children science, arithmetic, literature, geography, geology, and computers. But do we ever spend any time teaching them how to be kind? Do we have any courses in kindness? Do we teach kids how to work with their own negative emotions and how to resolve conflicts with others? I think this is much more important than the academic subjects. Why? Children may know a lot, but if they grow up to be unkind, resentful, or greedy adults, their lives will not be happy. But as adults, these children mentioned above become set into their ways. They do not listen to common wisdom. They continue to strike out in non-peaceful ways towards others. What will it take for them to react and come back after they have cut and run from a major or even minor offense upon another human being? This is the answer I have sought to generate that Potapo bond in a way that is peaceful, even though it may refer to something extreme. It does work. Not always, but it has resulted in at least an apology issued from them back to me for their offense. I am sure that sometimes they still are stuck on their mindset after they depart from that point of my life back into their set ways of the life real space domains. I wish this would stick to the world of permanence, someday. For when they encounter this in true form, Potapo binding processes either private from the offended party back upon them, or public if and or when necessary, they realize this is the reality of the world, within the science of memetics. They sink down and perhaps really see what they are doing is hurtful. They can no longer do hurtful and hateful things toward others and get away with it and cut and run into a silence to the world of all things to then recycle again the same thing upon another. Our ways of peaceful being can be established in the real time assisted by technology under these domains. By the way, the domain meta WS is also held under my domain set of names I carry forward upon this mission.